Well, it's time for our daily inspiration again. Thank you for joining today, and welcome in Jesus' name. It's a blessing to be able to look to the Word of God for encouragement, and when we can share that with others and be encouraged by others, that is a blessing as well. I'm reading a passage here in Luke today, Luke 19, verses 1 to 10. Still thinking along the lines of seeking the Lord and also of the Lord seeking us. The Lord Jesus seeks his sheep. And here we have the account of a man named Zacchaeus. And it says, "Then Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Now behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus who was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. And he sought to see who Jesus was, but could not because of the crowd, for he was of short stature. So he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way." So here we have Zacchaeus, a man who was a tax collector and rich, and he had in his heart a desire to see Jesus. And so he sought him. He was seeking the Lord. He didn't yet, I don't believe he yet fully recognized or saw his own need, his own sinfulness. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. It appears that maybe he didn't. But he was willing to put himself in a quite humiliating position, not a very honorable position to climb up in a tree like a little schoolboy to see Jesus, but he was willing to do what it took so that he would see Jesus. It says, "And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, 'Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house.'" At your house. So he made haste, came down, and received him joyfully. What a joy that was. Jesus, not only did he see Jesus, but Jesus is coming to his house. "But when they saw it, they all complained, saying, 'He has gone to be a guest with a man who is a sinner.'" And that's how it is with the Lord Jesus. He receives those who are sinners, not receiving them in their sin, but he receives them and they become transformed by the Lord Jesus. "Then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, 'Look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor, and if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold.' He repented." He came to a place of repentance, and he wanted to make restitution, to clear his conscience, to have peace, not only with the Lord, but also with his fellow man. And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." That was one of the reasons that Jesus himself gave as his purpose, one of the reasons that he himself said that he came for, to seek and to save. So not only did Zacchaeus seek the Lord, Jesus was also seeking him. And so he seeks each one of us. He wants us to come to him. And to that end, he seeks us. He is looking for us, and he's looking for his lost sheep very patiently and with perseverance. That is a wonderful encouragement. And sometimes it looks as if it's fruitless or it doesn't make sense when we pursue or seek after lost souls and invest a lot of time and energy in seeking those that are lost. But Jesus sought those that are lost, and when it's us that is lost, when we were lost, or when if we are the ones that need need to be found, then it makes perfect sense, because it makes all the difference. When someone seeks us, that and we see that we are worthy, that is something I also want to bring out, is that we are, the Lord has created us, and he sees us as worthy of looking for. He sees the lost soul as worth investing in and worth looking for. May you be blessed today and encouraged in Jesus' name.